You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
There's a story out this morning about Kristen Bell. She and Dax Shepard constantly seem to be in the news for behavior that's a little, let's say, non-traditional behavior.
Yeah.
Is that one way? Let's just put it that way.
I think so. Yeah, they do things like they don't bathe their children often, and then there's other things, too. You can do a quick Google search on all their weird family stuff.
Something popped up today, though. There was an interview that they were giving. They were talking about this, and Jeremy and I were off the air saying, let's take what we were going to talk about today and move it to tomorrow, because I want to talk about this. Kristen Bell says that she and Dax Shepard, and by the way, we should point out that Dax Shepard is a recovering addict.
Of everything. If you listen to his podcast, the dude has lived a crazy life.
So they have two daughters. They're ages 8 and 9. And they allow their daughters to drink non-alcoholic beer. And Kristen's talking about how Dax, you know, as a recovering addict, would still enjoys his non-alcoholic beer, and he'd have one open, and their oldest daughter would kind of paw at it, so they would let her drink some of it. Now the girls are 8 and 9, and if they go out to a restaurant, the girls might order non-alcoholic beer. And Kristen Bell says, you can judge me if you want. I'm not doing anything wrong. And then she added, like, that's your problem. So I've been sitting here thinking about this.
Yeah.
On one hand, it's not illegal.
It's non-alcoholic.
Listener Rob wrote in and told us, he said, he's the beer delivery guy or whatever. He says there's more alcohol in a Dr. Pepper than there is alcohol in
like a Heineken
O'Doul's.
Or O'Doul's. Yeah.
O'Doul's.
Or the Heineken non-alcoholic.
So I was like, how much alcohol is in a Dr. Pepper? Because I do like my DP.
I'm drunk off the DP.
He says it's like 0.001, but he goes, that's more than an O'Doul's.
So I Googled it. It says non-alcoholic beer has nowhere near the alcohol content of conventional beer. That doesn't mean it's completely alcohol-free. So they say some of it can contain 0.5% alcohol by volume. But they said, you know, that same amount of alcohol can be found in common fermented foods. Like ripe bananas, fruit juice, and yogurt. And I'm thinking, like, if these kids are splashing a little mouthwash at night or something, I wonder if they're getting the same alcohol content in that.
Well, yeah, so if we take the amount of it, let's assume, just for the sake of discussion here, let's not get sidetracked on how much alcohol is in there. Let's assume for this conversation that it is 0.00. It's just zero. Even given that, what listeners can call in and defend that this is totally fine and not a problem? In fact, we're bound to have listeners right now whose kids drink non-alcoholic beer.
I just can't see the whole, like, rolling into a Chili's, you know, for dinner and having your kids order that up and having them sit there with the bottle of the non-alcoholic beer. I mean, it's just a looks thing, really. I think that's what it's going to boil down to. It just doesn't look good.
Yeah, they like to refer to that as the optics. Those are bad optics right there.
Yes.
Alex said, I'd like to imagine these kids bringing these non-alcoholic beers to school instead of like a Capri Sun, whipping them out of their lunchbox there at the lunchroom table. And then he wrote, tough day in math, huh? And pounds of beer at the lunch table. I wrote back, recess was brutal today. Glug, 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 glug.
Oh, that's funny. June says, how many people used to buy their kids a Shirley Temple? Yeah, so there's Shirley Temples and Roy Rogers, which are the non-alcoholic drinks that are supposed to simulate cocktails.
Yep. And I mean, how many of us smoked the candy cigarettes growing up and our parents let us have the candy cigarettes? I mean, that's an optics thing, too. But it's right. Like, it's one of these things, though. It's like, if you're starting them at this age, doing candy cigarettes and non-alcoholic beer, is it going to translate to them thinking this is fine as they get older?
Yeah, and I see
that
argument.
Whereas these two products truly can ruin lives, you know?
I see that, but you and I did candy cigarettes. I did candy cigarettes. I did
sure,
the candy cigars, the bubblegum candy cigars.
Sure.
And neither one of us smoke.
Nope, we don't.
So, I don't know. I'm opening up the phones on this right now. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Is this much ado about nothing? Should people be like, it's non-alcoholic. What's the big deal? Or is it a big deal? Danielle wrote in and said, I would rather my kid drink non-alcoholic beer than a Mountain Dew.
Interesting. That's an interesting perspective. Yeah.
It is interesting to me. You start talking about all these sugar-filled beverages. I don't know how much sugar is in
and
a non-alcoholic
beer. And the amount of caffeine
beer.
That a kid's pounding down in the soda,
right.
too. That's not going to be healthy for him.
Let's go to the phones here quickly. Here's Jill who's holding. Hi, Jill. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
So what do you want to say about this?
Well, since it does have trace amounts of alcohol and you have to be 21 to buy it, no.
I was looking that up. I don't think it's every state that you have to be 21. I believe in Colorado, you have to be 18.
Well, okay, still, it's older than eight or whatever these kids are. Yeah. A lot of messages coming in, too, that essentially you're getting these kids accustomed to the bitter taste of, like, hops and beer, and you're setting them up for at-risk behavior, you know, with the real deal later in life, essentially.
And especially coming from a dad who's fought addiction problems his whole life. It's such a slippery slope.
I totally agree.
And when you're eight, you're initiating them into the taste of beer.
And they're probably laughing about this at dinner and smiling and acting like it's so cute that the girls are ordering a beer. And again, Dom, you're right. It's like that could develop. It's obviously in their DNA, you know, that this could develop into a really bad problem.
Let's just say, Jill, that it's troubling. How about that? It's troubling.
It is, Jill.
I agree.
I'm glad you called. You have a great day.
Bye, Jilly.
You too, guys. Bye.
Beer sounds pretty good right now, though, doesn't it?
Cold.
Nice cold beer.
Here's Doyle. Doyle, good morning.
Good morning, dadgum. Jeremy stole my thunder. I you know, you said candy cigarette, candy cigars. Yeah, I did that too way back when in the 60s. But it's a difference between having something that tastes the same. I think, you know, your non-alcoholic beers, like Jeremy was saying, you know, it's the bitter taste that they get used to. And I think it's just setting them up for trouble. Am I judging them? No. You can do whatever you want. But I personally think that you're just setting them up for failure when they get old, but that's just my personal opinion.
Why would you be so quick to say, am I judging them? No, I'm right out here on the radio saying I'm judging them. Don't be afraid to judge people for stuff like that.
I judged you for saying dadgum just a few minutes ago.
Doyle, we got to run.
Bye,
thank
Doyle.
You for the call.
Let them be normal kids and just sneak it when they're teenagers like everybody else did, right?
Well,
that's what
I can't remember
all about.
Who I was texting with. We were talking about this. Like, listen, what's the average age? The average age that a child sneaks their first taste of alcohol. Sometimes the parents give it to them, right?
Yes.
I think my dad let me try his beer when I was 14,
sure,
you
let them have
say.
A little sip, and then they're like, you know, and then they stay away from it for a while.
That was my reaction, was, ugh.
Right.
But, you know, the average kid, what are they going to be, like 15 or 16 when they're sneaking this?
So it's not
like you're going to keep them, from, you know, all of their adolescent years from trying it, but it's the, to me, this is just me talking, it's the making it seem normal to an 8-year-old.
Yeah, they're making it lighthearted, it sounds like to me.
And yeah.
I don't like that.
And let's also consider the source here, because Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard love making headlines, and they love that a morning show in Denver is talking about them. They worship this attention that they get from, you know, raising the bar and outrageous
so
behavior.
Progressive. Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah. Polly says Kristen Bell is an enabler. Yeah.
Well, you could be. I mean, if you boil it down,
sure.
And these girls do have a problem later in life, you can maybe pinpoint it back to the enabling of this situation right here. The best
Casey's,
story. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to tell you that I don't know if everybody's heard this story about the, I think it was like Easter last year or something when, you know, we had bottles of wine and things like that at the table. And, you know, we finished things off. Some of the beers were finished off and they were all stacked up in the kitchen. And I told Reed, my son, who was 11 at the time, to gather them up and go take them out to the garage and put them in the recycle. And as he had a handful of glass and aluminum going out to the garage, I saw him as the door was slowly closing behind him tip the bottle of wine up into the air and try to get a few drops into his mouth while he was out in the garage.
Kids are curious.
And kids are curious, man. Well, they're cracked up.
Because it's forbidden fruit,
it's
too,
exactly,
right? I mean, it's human nature. Kids are told you can't have that. So what's the first thing they're going to do?
They want to try it.
Because, I mean, we were kids, too. Let's not act like kids are different today. Kids are no different today. They just have different tools.
Yep.
Kids are the same as they've always been. Casey writes in, is it any different than ordering a virgin pina colada? Probably not. I
Probably
mean, it's an
not.
Alcoholic beverage without the alcohol, so it's the same idea.
It's just
but who's ordering virgin pina coladas for their kids?
Yeah, or like a virgin margarita or something. I don't like that either.
Cindy says, I need to know the nickname for the man bun that you couldn't say on the air. Well, Cindy,
random,
no.
Random text of the morning?
No. No, we can't say it on the
air.
We
can't. There's a naughty word in there.
Brittany says, I think it becomes a big deal when people make it a big deal. If the kid is doing it now, then they don't see a need to hide it later. Yeah. Again, this is where we're talking about, Brittany, that they are, Kristen and Dax are making alcoholic consumption not a big deal. And some people will argue that that's a good thing for kids because it takes away the whole forbidden fruit angle of it. And others will say no, because then you're sending them down a path to getting hooked on the stuff. And I don't know which is right. I think it's an interesting discussion.
It is, yeah.
I think it's interesting.
And kids
discussion.
Might not tell the difference apart from these non-alcoholic beers versus regular, and they could go over to the fridge and crack a real one open and, you know, start chugging.
Yeah, if they can't
they
tell
think
the difference
like a Capri
in the
Sun
taste.
In the fridge, you know?
Right?
And next thing you know, they're driving their power wheels around the street, and they're swerving everywhere. And
Mitzi says, in Germany, it's called Kinder beer and not a big deal. Well, that's I was waiting for the in Europe.
I guess they should move
message
to Germany.
That we got. Yeah, that's what. Yeah, I'm not gonna say any comment about that. Okay.
All right. I'm done here.
Nikki from Aurora. Last weekend, my 12-year-old niece was showing my three kids how to shotgun a root beer.
Yeah, but they don't know what that means, probably, as far as alcohol goes. It's just a fun
right.
way to drink a root beer really fast.
Cindy's not giving up on the man bun thing. She says, you can't text it to me. No!
Well, you could.
No, I can't. I'm not texting that word from Mix 100 to a listener.
You can say it rhymes with.
I'll tell you what I'll do, Cindy. Somebody else I sent back to, I gave them what it rhymed with, and
yeah,
I'll do that. So just
with.
Stand by. We got to take care of some business here.
Yes, Dax Shepard is a recovering alcoholic, Lindsay. We did cover that. So, yeah, that makes it kind of even worse, I think.
Gabrielle, going back to Mitzi's thing, says, Gabrielle says, well, the drinking rate is higher in Europe.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Thanks for all the text messages this morning.
I love it. I love the
a lot of
communication
passion.
That we have.
A lot
yeah,
of passion.
It's really good. And although I happen to think that Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard are tools, that's just me personally, at least they've given us something to talk about today.
She's great in Frozen, though, right? Honestly, though, I think you would really, really like his podcast.
I would.
It's called Armchair Expert, and he interviews.
Oh, no, I listened to a couple of them.
Very interesting people.
I did listen to a couple of them.
And believe it or not, he's actually quite wise and extremely intelligent, so I don't know why they're doing all this goofy stuff.
Well, because again,
check it out. It's shock value.
Outrageous behavior gets shock value attention. Yeah.
Yep. And it gets me promoting their podcast. Look at that.